Well, hello and welcome to radio. I'm your host, Ray Weaver, and you know what we're going to do this week? This week, we're actually going to be on the radio, and I'll explain to you why. I went to see a young performer the other night named Zach Bryan here in Copenhagen, took my daughter, Savannah. We went to see Zach, talked about how great he was, talked about how, you know, he didn't have any luck with the Nashville establishment at all, and found his own way through TikTok and a lot of other things. Found his own audience. Music is in Yellowstone. I mean, the kid is doing gangbusters, and yet he cannot get any recognition at all. No CMA awards, no performances in Nashville, none of that stuff. And then I was talking about it online here in Denmark, and I wound up against some woman who said, well, you know, it's good music, but it's not country music. And I was like, oh no, we're not going to do this again, are we? We're not going to do this conversation about what is and isn't country music. Because I'm not going to have it. I'll tell you what, I'm not going to have it because I get so tired of it. Man, I've been listening to this music. I'm 67 years old. I've been listening to this music since I was a kid. My dad used to play the country station WISZ from Glen Burnie, Maryland, in our old Ford Fairlane Falcon wagon with the cowboy things on the seat covers. And I heard Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash, and I heard Tammy Wynette, Gene Shepherd, and I mean, heard all of it. And I lived through all of that stuff, lived through Gram Parsons and the Byrds not being called country music, lived through Waylon and Willie and all of those guys, Tom Paul Glazier being called outlaws. That's not country music. I figured out over the years that country music to whoever is listening to it is whatever was before. It's not now. It's been going on and it'll keep on going on. And especially here in Denmark, where it's a very codified sort of thing where people think that country music is only stuff that has to do with a hat and boots and cowboy clothes. And they have these festivals and they're really kind of interesting. I've played a few of them and it's like everybody dresses up in what they consider, you know, country music regalia, hats, boots, dusters, feathers, the whole thing. Some people even, and I'm not making this up, bring cap pistols and shoot the cap pistols up in the air when the acts are on. And there's a lot of line dancing and there's a lot of show bands with glitter and lights. And that's what is country music to some of these folks. And then they say, well, you know, anyone who doesn't dress like that, anyone who doesn't have those, then they're not country. If their music has a taste of, you know, something different, it's not country. You know, I don't know how they consider Willie with his jazz influences or Doc Watson, who learned how to play from listening to show tunes on the radio. I don't know how these iconic figures got to be, oh, that's not country music. So I just get tired of it. And I just decided, you know what? There's a lot of great music out there, a lot of great music. And part of my mission, part of what I do in life is to play great music for people, whether I've made it up or whether someone else has made it up. So I'm going to play a few songs by some of these new guys today and see what you folks think. And since we were talking about Zach Bryan, let's play some Zach Bryan first.
It'll be fine by dusk, cloud, I'm telling you, baby. These things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your hand between my collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. 'Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. But I miss you in the mornings when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare right the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. You've been waiting all night. There's orange dancing in your eyes from bulb light. Your voice only trembles when you try to speak. Take me back to us dancing this wood used to creep. Just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare out the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
Yeah, so a song about a guy that's lost a love and he's longing for her with acoustic guitar and absolutely wonderful vocal, tragic, classic sound. No, that's not country music at all. It drives me crazy. I don't know why people think that they have to go in these directions. I don't really understand why people think it's necessary to make these value judgments. It's just good music, and it is country. I mean, I've always looked at country music as being music of the country, the entire country, and the world now. I mean, as Arlo Guthrie once said when he was performing This Land Is Your Land, he always wondered how to make it work as he was traveling around the world. And then he thought, you know what? If I start from California to the New York Island, and instead of going across the U.S., I go all the way around the world, I can get everybody in. I mean, don't make these dumb value judgments that just because someone isn't dressed a certain way, it's not country. Because there's a lot of really good music out there, and you're not going to hear it on the mainstream stations. They're just not going to play it because they can't sell antacids and aspirin and beauty products and whatever the hell they're trying to sell. This music is not going to appeal to your soccer mom driving her kids, yelling at them in the back seat. Just not going to happen. You know, this is what I literally was in a songwriting meeting with a guy in Nashville one time, and I was playing him some of my music, And he said to me, and this guy was really well-respected in the industry, and he said to me, no, Ray, they're good songs, but you got to write a song for a woman that's driving her kids to school. She's got two or three kids in the back seat, and she wants to sing along with something while the kids are in the back seat, and she only has to have like 20% of her attention, maybe even less, on your song because she's concentrating on the kids on the road, getting them to school on time. The radio is only background music. So your song has got to appeal on that level. And I've never been able to do that, which is why I guess I've never been a major success as a songwriter, because I don't do that. And music never affected me that way. Music means something to me. Another great artist, another new artist that you probably won't hear on most mainstream radio stations is Jason Isbell.
Heart on the run, keeps a hand on the gun, you can't trust anyone. I was so sure what I needed was more, tried to shoot out the sun. The days when we raced, we flew off the page, such somebody knew I was meant for someone. So girl, leave your boots by the bed, we ain't leaving this room. Somewhere cover me up and know you're enough to use me for good. Put your faith to the test when I tore off your dress. I sobered up and I swore off that stuff forever this time. The old lover see, I thought it'd be me who helped him get home. But home was a dream, one I'd never seen till you came. Boots by the cover me up. You know you're enough to use me for good. Cover me up. You know you're enough to use me for good.
Yeah, I had a rough time as a DJ, too, because I would be working overnights at a place like KSSS in Colorado Springs or somewhere else, and I would have the overnight shift, and instead of playing what was on the freaking playlist, especially after some years, I would just play what I wanted. And in those days, you wanted to bring in guys like Waylon, Willie, and people like that, and outlaw music, where the older program directors like, no, nah, man, that's not country music. That ain't country. That there stuff. Man, they got beers. How could they look like hippies? Them boys, they ain't country. Well, guess what? They changed the industry, and it just baffles me. It will always baffle me as to why people don't understand the music has to change. Young people decide these things, not old guys like me, and young people. 1,500 young people in a crowded room in Copenhagen last night decided Zac Brown was as country as hell and was as good as hell. Now, remember, we're in Copenhagen, and these young people were singing along with every song. They knew every lyric. It was like being in a Bruce Springsteen concert. We're in Denmark, man. This stuff is making it worldwide. Any fool that doesn't see that this is what you need to hitch your wagon to. If you want to be a smart person about music and you want to hitch your wagon to this kid, you want to hitch your wagon to these young people like Tyler Childers, who was not there last night, but when they played this next song on the walk-in music, on the waiting for the show to start music, when you were standing around, the crowd started singing along. Again, I got to stress, we weren't in West Virginia. We weren't in Baltimore. We weren't out west in Oklahoma. We weren't in California. We weren't in Nashville. We were in Copenhagen, Denmark. And yeah, there was a lot of Yanks there. Well, there were a lot of Americans there. But people had come from all over Europe, from Manchester, from Newcastle, from Italy, from Spain, guy there from Barcelona, from Norway. They were there to hear this music, and they were singing along with these guys.
Impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are little feathered Indians where we tussled through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stoned to the house of such an angel. Fucked up to get back. Smoking spirits on the roof. She asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me. There's been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. Hold me close, my dear. Across the river just to hold you tonight. calling out the clouds for rain. I go running through the thicket, I go careless through the thorns, just to hold her for a minute, though it leave me wanting more. Hold me close, my dear, sing your whispering song softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and how I can always count on you to be there when the bullets fly. I'd run across the river just to hold.
Yeah, it's just a great song. It's just a great song. There's just no two ways about it. And great vocal, great instrumental track. And that's just as country can be. It's almost bluegrass. It veers into that direction. And the lyric is fantastic. So what I'm saying is, don't be dumb. Don't be dumb, and don't be old, and don't be dismissive of something that you don't get. Because again, the music changes, the music mutates. Right now, these younger folks are more quote unquote country than some of the stuff that's on the so-called country radio stations, with these acts that dress like, you know, I don't know what they dress like. I don't really know what they're supposed to be honest with you. And with their bling and their cut off cash t-shirts. And I have a song about that. I might put that one in here. I don't know, but they're not country. They would know country if it bit them on the butt. You know, so I'm just saying, but I guess the guy that kind of opened this whole thing back up for me is this next fella, and I promise next week I'll get back more into stories and stuff, but I'm having fun being a DJ today. So I guess the guy that opened this stuff back up for me was this fella, Sturgill Simpson. I heard Sturgill and I heard nothing but echoes of Waylon Jennings and Tom Paul Glazier and all of those great baritone singers, and the songs were just undeniable. So Sturgill was just, you know, the guy that kind of got me back into listening and looking around for stuff to put on a playlist that didn't involve any of that Nashville stuff. So here's Sturgill, and we'll call it a day after this one. Thanks for listening, and you can have the crown.
Well, I've been spending all my money on weed and pills, trying to write a song that'll pay the bills, but it ain't came yet. Guess I have to rob a bank. I guess it could be worse, ain't that bad. At least I ain't sitting no back dead in the middle of the hot day of death, sitting in a tank. Well, time my wife talks, so baby gets mentioned. I'm so broke, I can't pay attention. Lord, how it tears me up to have to see her cry. Oh, I've been spending all my nights on the internet, looking for a clue but ain't found one yet. Just a bunch of mopars, guitars, and other shit I can't find. Well, now, Lord, if you can hear me, won't you throw a damn dog a bone? If a devil shows up with a debtor deal, his whole soul's going down. Oh, I sing them real pretty, sing them real sad, and all the people in the crowd say, ain't happy. Well, now call me King Turd up here from Shit Mountain. If you want it, you can have a crown. My ass like a bump on a log, watching Andy and old boss hog. I guess I ought to get up and go out and find a job. Instead of sitting on the couch trying to find the next line, I'm sure there's gotta be better use of my time, like figuring out which one of them banks I'm gonna go rob. Well, the name of the game is hurry up and wait low, but that ain't putting no food on my plate, gas in my car, not your
drive a Bronco. Oh, now, Lord, if I could just give me a record deal, I might not have to worry about my next meal. But I'm still be trying to figure out what the fuck wrong with Bronco. Oh, now, Lord, if you can hear me, won't you throw a damn dog a bone? Cause if a devil shows up with a better deal, his old soul's going down. Oh, I sing them real pretty, sing them real sad, and all the people in the crowd say, yeah. Well, they call me King Turtle, Harold Shit Mountain. If you want it, you can have the grain. Well, they call me King Turtle, Harold Shit Mountain. If you want it, you can have the grain. Up state things are in. Sometimes I feel like cutting the vein, just watching it bleed. Oh, I'm tired of letting down, get nothing on the other end. And people only want to be your friend when you got something they need. Oh, I'm getting pretty tired being treated like competition. When the only one that can hold me down is inside my head. Oh, what's the honky you gotta do around here? Get a little record kiss. Starting to think it might be worth more everybody if I was dead. Oh, now some days you kill it, some days you just choke. Some days you blast on, some days you just smoke. Oh, now maybe I do. I don't. Everybody says to be there, but in the end, y'all know they won't. Sitting around wasting time. And I'm tired of taking blame when I ain't done nothing wrong. Oh, I'm tired of other people trying to take what's mine. Oh, I'm tired of y'all playing dress up and trying to sing a more country song. Oh, man, some days you kill it, some days you choke. Some days you blast on, some days you just smoke. Oh, now maybe I do, Lord, maybe I don't. Everybody says to be there, but in the end, y'all know they won't. Oh, now maybe I do, Lord, maybe I don't. Well, they all say to be there, but in the end, they all know they won't.
Yeah, there's nothing country about that. There's nothing country about that at all. Well, thank you guys for letting me be a DJ again for a day, and I'll be back next week on radio with more stories and more tales and more fun. I just had to get this rant off my chest about what isn't country music. Here's the thing. It's kind of like, what was that thing about pornography? I don't know how to just define it, but I just know what it is when I hear it. And nobody gets to tell me what it is or it isn't. You have a great one. My name is Ray Weaver. This is Radio. Don't forget to rate the show. Tell people about it. Tell people to listen to it either as a podcast or on WAOIR, Wide Ass Open Internet Radio, which is where it's been picked up. And of course, on CPL Radio, which has had it for a while. I'm proud to be on the radio. I'm proud to be doing this podcast and very proud y'all listen to it. Make sure to give it 5 stars where you find it. Tell people you want to hear more. Tell people you're enjoying it, because we have to keep this revolution of people that actually play music and talk about it and tell stories and don't read liners going. Thank you all. I'm Ray Weaver. This is Radio.